congrats. You punched your ticket. Man, three incredible scores. 302, 303, 306. Did you figure, or do you have a pretty good idea? Yeah, it could turn up like this.
Yeah, you know, at a course like Jackrabbit, it brings a lot of teams into play. You know, there's chances to score really low out there, and if you look at the top 10 scores, you know, to have two guys with Noah Shattuck and then Andrew Niedfeld breaking that 70 mark, you know there's going to be some low 300 scores, and we were kind of anticipating that going into the day, that you kind of had to be that 310 or less. And I tell you what, Rich, after nine holes, it was a tight race. You know, we were setting about 155. O'Neill was at 155. Holdridge was two shots back of us, and then Columbus Lakeview was four shots back. So, and then you had Elkhorn North at 144 and Scottsbluff 149. So it was a stressful day. We had about an hour rain delay there, and so all you did was kind of look up at that scoreboard and think about, oh man, we gotta put a second nine together. And our guys did a really good job that second nine, and of the whole field, our second nine was the best in the field, and that's kind of put us at that third place spot. And what was crazy is, you know, we kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball after that first nine, but we really had a chance to win it at the end.
How about Scott's Bluff? Wow, did that surprise you or not?
You know, it was a surprise. I knew they were going to be a 320 or less team just because they just got a great coach, and it's a great program traditionally. And but for them to go out and shoot 303, you know, we didn't see them very long ago. It was about a week or two ago in North Platte, and they shot a 336, I believe. So for them to drop 30-plus shots, it was a great day for them, you know. And, you know, we got our work cut out for us as well to try to compete with those guys as well.
Got to be happy. You had a couple of your guys shooting the 70s, Landon and Reed, and then Keaton also in the 70s. Those guys continue. Great golf by those guys.
Yeah, to have three guys bring home medals at the district event is huge. You know, there's 12 solid teams there, and, you know, Landon kind of struggled out the get-go. He was three over par after four holes, but, man, just played like a veteran on the way in, and was able, you know, those last, you know, half of the first nine and then into the back nine to go one under par and to put himself in position to medal was awesome. And Reed, you know, struck the ball really well off the tee, gave him multiple opportunities to throw in some shots into the green, and played solid from start to finish. And then Keaton Loop, you know, being a freshman, you don't know how he's going to handle the nerves and things like that, but man, he really stepped up to the plate and did a great job for us as a freshman to shoot 77 and 10th place finish. Just played solid from start to finish, putted really well. And that's kind of been his deal, is, you know, doesn't hit the ball as far as probably those seniors, but man, he makes up for it with his short game. And, you know, you can't forget about Trent Riley getting 15th place. You know, Trent was a top 15 finisher, shooting an 80. Had one hole that kind of set him back from being a medalist. And then Colton Cutter was right behind him in the top 20, being or top 25, being the 22nd finisher, shooting an 82. So, you know, really proud of those top five guys to, you know, handle the nerves, step up to the plate, and, you know, finish that district pretty strong.
You look at the B3 over Pioneers. Boy, three pretty good teams. Norris goes sub-300, Bennington 307, Waverly 312.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be some solid teams out east as well. You know, Pioneer's a par 71 course, so, you know, they have four less stroke opportunities, so you got to add four there. So that's probably a 303 for Norris. And so, you know, you look across the board, there's a lot of good teams. You know, Bennington was 307, I believe. So that, you know, if you put them on Jackrabbit, they're probably that same number, maybe a little bit higher. But then, you know, there's going to be some solid teams in that district as well.
And how about York? Wow, they host that B2, and I know they come out to Heritage Hills, kind of struggle a little bit, and maybe not as good as in past, but they qualify, and boy, the Hinskid shoots a 65 on an incredible day for him.
Yeah, and he's a great player. And I tell you what, you get Jackson an ability to roll some putts, and he's that good. And he shot 65 at his home track, and that's the power of hosting. That's the power of playing on your home track, is you just have so much level of comfort there. And that was probably the surprise district. You know, there was a little bit higher scores in that district, I would say, you know, between Elkhorn and Mount Michael. York is once again a good program traditionally, and it showed up yesterday in that district with those guys winning it.
You got one, as we're talking, we got one more district still to go being played here today, and then you got a week before you head out to, before play starts at Monument Shadows there in Gehring. And between now and then, do you go out and get a practice round at Gehring beforehand, or what's the story with that?
Yeah, so we're going to try to, for sure, we'll for sure get one in Tuesday before the state meet. You know, that would be the day after Memorial Day. We're going to go up, and we have a tee time set, and we'll get a feel for the greens and things like that. It's kind of up in the air if we might go this week yet. You know, it's kind of a long day getting in the van, going up and seeing it, but I think it would definitely be beneficial for our guys. We kind of threw around the idea of Friday jumping in the van and going playing 18 holes and making a day out of it, but you know, we'll see it once, if not twice, before the state meet. And you know, it's kind of nice to see it maybe a couple days before, because then our guys can kind of start getting a game plan. Because you know, state was there 2 years ago, but you know, our guys have evolved. Our guys have changed. You know, we've definitely matured as a team, and you know, we expect to go up there and compete at a high level. And so, you know, the lines will change, and how we look at the course will change a little bit. So we got to get up there and see it for sure.
But this could be a dogfight, Ben. Holy cow, with all these teams that we just talked about shooting some low scores, there's just not one, two, or three teams. There might be like five, six teams that really could win it on a given 2 day stretch.
Yeah, I tell you what, Class B this year is as deep as I've ever seen Class B. You know, as far as there are probably, like you said, five or six teams that have the potential to go sub 300. And I don't want to be dramatic or anything by saying it, but it one bad swing could literally cost you a place or two at state. And so our guys are going to have to be laser focused, locked in. But, you know, they're up for the challenge, because, you know, you even look back on yesterday, if we have a little bit stronger start and don't quite put ourselves behind the eight ball, we have an opportunity to shoot that sub 300. So, you know, we're hungry. Our kids are hungry. They know how good that they can be, and we got a week to put it together, and a lot can happen in a week as far as your confidence goes. And we just really hope that we're clicking on all cylinders come next Wednesday, and when we're teeing it up for the Class B state tournament.